We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember I told you last year what the f*** we're going to do? I don't tell no lie. That is, man.
Hey, love you, boy.
Love you, too.
One more.
Let's do this.
You already know.
Ike was talking about that earlier. Jalen Hurts is mic'd up for the game, so that's Jalen and Devontae Smith. After pretty much at the end of the game and end of the NFC Championship game. And he said, you know what I told you last year? I don't tell lies.
Yeah.
So he told him we're going to the Super Bowl.
There you go.
I told him they're winning the Super Bowl next year. So, it's pretty cool to kind of see it happening right in front of us where it's like you had questions about whether he could be a good enough quarterback because everybody – talked about the intangibles, and I mocked the intangibles because I said I don't think he can be a good enough quarterback. But now that he's been a good enough quarterback, you can see the intangibles, and you can see the leadership and the things like that. And it's very cool. We're live at Kremp Florist on Davisville Road in Willow Grove. We'll get to the phones in a second. Twitter questions today are sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, visit the home team with the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Visit Mark's-Jewelers.com. What do you have for us on the Twitter question today, Jack?
Oh, well, I got two of them out there. One, I had to put up mid-segment because I just need to know how people feel about it. And that is, this: do you think that Jalen Hurts is better than Patrick Mahomes? And so far?
No, 78%.
Yeah, up to 81%. So, yeah, I just want to make sure. And then what's the main reason you're confident the Eagles beat the Chiefs? And it's overwhelmingly the roster is the main reason why people.
So you put the roster, the quarterback, or I'm not confident?
Yes.
It's hard to argue. I mean, it's honestly, it's hard to argue with the roster. And I'm very confident in the quarterback I am, but like I think Ike broke it down perfectly. They're a better team than the Chiefs. It doesn't mean that they're going to beat the Chiefs, but if you go down by each positional group or offense against offense, defense against defense, they have the advantage. Let's go to AB, our buddy AB in King of Prussia. AB, how are you, buddy?
Yo, man, I had to pull over so I didn't get turned off going through Valley Forge. Patrick Mahomes and Daggone and Hurt, man, they're two different quarterbacks. You can't compare the two. Patrick Mahomes been in the league longer than Daggone Jalen Hurts, and last year y'all didn't even think Jalen Hurts was a good quarterback. Man, I watched Jalen Hurts play in Alabama, and I watched him sit at Alabama behind Tua after he played good, then go to Oklahoma and not miss a step. When they drafted Jalen Hurts, I knew he was going to be a good quarterback. Boy, I wish I could have called them when y'all was talking all that trash about my man Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is hurting him.
Well, why didn't you?
He only got two seasons in the league. Y'all didn't even want to get a man a chance. And look at him. They went and got everything he needed to be successful. And that's what y'all was saying last year. Oh, well, they got to go get him some pieces. This is the test run. If they go give him the pieces and he don't be able to do what he do, we need to get another quarterback. Man, I knew when they drafted Jalen Hurts, he was going to be our quarterback. And when Wentz first got hurt in that game, when he won them 11 games, I knew he wasn't going to be the same. And I knew Jalen Hurts was going to be our quarterback. And for sure, he our quarterback. And we going to the Super Bowl, baby. Now the time's yours.
Well, I wish you had conveyed that to the Eagles because they damn sure didn't know all the things you just said you knew.
Drafted him, didn't they? They drafted him, didn't they?
They drafted him to be the backup to Carson Wentz.
How they draft him to be the backup and he the starter? You're not making sense.
Huh?
No, they did draft him to be the backup.
No, AB, I think you're not making sense.
You got a quarterback, right? When you got a quarterback, you don't take no quarterback in the second round. Why would you take a quarterback in the second round?
Well, if you, but hold on, hold on, though. There's a reason why. There's logic there. He had sustained three different injuries. He had torn his ACL, and I think his PCL, but then he broke his back the next year, and then he had just got concussed. So if you think about it, there's very logical reason why the Eagles felt they needed or they may need an insurance policy in case Carson Wentz gets injured. So now you counter with where your logic is at.
The logic is they knew the organization knew Wentz wasn't the same. Everybody knew Wentz wasn't the same after that injury. And then when they went and got Jalen Hurts, the reason why Wentz ain't played good because he seen Jalen Hurts behind his back. He like, man, this guy behind my back, man. And he he busted under pressure. Who's the starter? Jalen Hurts. Who did they draft? Jalen Hurts. They ain't draft no Jalen Hurts to be no that.
But so AB, I'll say this, and I appreciate your passion, all right?
Wow. It's misguided passion is what it is. It's misguided. Yeah,
it is
misguided.
You had the opportunity when you believed all this stuff before when you said, you should have called then and said it. You waited till after when they're in the Super Bowl to talk about it.
Yeah, it's okay.
And it's the Eagles explored their options. They checked in on Russell Wilson and other quarterbacks, right? They may have traded up for Zach Wilson, right? Like, they explored their options. The Eagles weren't totally sold on
Jalen. I think the Eagles are very happy that they didn't move on beyond Jalen Hurts. They're pleasantly surprised. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Sometimes you draft a guy and he exceeds your expectation. I don't know. If they had known Trent Cole would become the all-time sack leader in franchise history, I don't think they would have waited to the fifth round to draft him. I mean, I don't know. If they had known Jason Kelce was going to be a Hall of Fame center, I don't think they would have waited until the sixth round to draft him. Better yet, AB, had they known Jalen Hurts was a Super Bowl winning quarterback, I don't think they would have waited to the second round to draft him while taking Jalen Reagor in the first round. So sometimes you draft someone with an expectation of them and they exceed your expectations. It's okay to admit that like there's nothing wrong with that. You're feeling chesty for a reason, and I don't even understand why you're feeling chesty. I don't think anyone is saying that Jalen Hurts isn't a good quarterback or anything of that nature, but when you're comparing him to someone who's gone to five straight AFC championships, three Super Bowls, won two MVPs, and has won a Super Bowl MVP, it's okay to say that quarterback is better. And I don't think that's a slight towards Jalen Hurts. I think you're in your feelings for some reason. You're feeling sensitive for some reason, or you feel a need to try to prove you were smarter than everyone else. That's a you issue. Like, this isn't an issue with Jalen Hurts. Like, you're trying to make it an issue about Jalen Hurts. I mean, honestly, AB just took the whole conversation to a whole different route that I didn't even see it going.
Why? I thought
like,
he was going to
see it going this way.
I thought he was going to come on and say, "And this is why Jalen Hurts is better than Mahomes." Right. Really, it was just a personal. It was
I
a
told
personal
you,
attack.
I told you. I told you this. I told you that. I'm like, AB, man, come on, bro.
Let's go to Yoshi. Yoshi in Brewery Town. What's up, Yoshi?
Johnny.
Yo.
What's up, Yoshi? Yes.
Get back in, y'all. All right. I mean, he came in there trying to sneak attack y'all, what's name, but I see y'all was dipping and diving a little bit. I knew John was tired of it. When John say, oh, yeah, okay, I was like, yeah, he's tired of this song. hey, you know, I don't even think that Kansas City Conference was tougher than ours this year. I mean, we actually had three playoff teams, and Washington was in the hunt real strong.
Yoshi, every quarterback in the NFC stunk except for Jalen Hurts. Stop it.
No, but, you know, they still was in the play. They still was in the playoffs.
I mean, because seven teams have to go to the playoffs no matter what your record is.
I know. Well, let me just start agreeing with you then.
I'm not, but we can say that the AFC was a more difficult conference. It's okay.
Apparently, we can't say anything.
Yeah, like, it's okay.
No, it was a gauntlet of all-time teams. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Yoshi.
No, I thought you were just talking about the AFC East, all right?
No, we were saying the AFC Conference, just the whole conference in general.
That's my misinterpretation, then. I thought you were just talking about the AFC East. I'm sorry, me and you buddies again, both born in North Carolina, up this way. We good? We good?
Oh, we're good.
Hey, man, all else, I'm in total agreement with you, though, baby. I think our A game against their A game, we edging them, in my opinion, slightly, just like you said. We got to smash them in the intermediate game. I mean, for those who don't know what the intermediate game is, that's 10 to 19 yards. I mean, we're ranked number 6 on offense, and they ranked number 28 on defense. I believe the way Jalen the last 2 weeks has been, with not the standout numbers on paper, he's going to have a day, that Super Bowl MVP day. I feel that. I mean, 5th highest passing rating on those intermediate routes, 11.7 average. Chiefs have allowed most scoring touchdowns on those type of passes. Running on these cats, we number 1. They ranked in the bottom at what, number 22. And then Jalen running, I mean, outside top 5, he at number 6 doing so far as quarterback scrambling. And they in the bottom guarding that type of quarterback. And if I got to go with one little dumb point, everybody Jalen lost against last year, he is undefeated against this year. Dallas, Niners, Giants, he had his worst game. He threw 3 picks, so he did it to them back this year with 3 wins. And the Kansas City Chiefs, they on his hit list, baby. He had 387 yards, 47 on the ground, and a 42-30 loss last year. And this year, he got a whole lot better weapons around him, and they about to see a totally different defense. Jalen always said, it's still money on the table. Well, all that money about to come off the table, baby, because we about to take all the cash. We about to take all of it. I feel confident about this game. Am I saying we're going to blow him out? Am I saying Jalen better than Mahomes? No. I feel like you said, I feel like our A game against their A game, We edging them, baby.
I like it.
All right, Yosh.
All right, baby.
All right, man. Appreciate it. 81% says the roster, and only 8% saying the quarterback. Which?
What's the question?
Main reason you're confident, Eagles roster or the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
But normally, yeah. Like if you ask the same question about the Chiefs, why you're confident the Chiefs are going to win, it would be because of the quarterback, not necessarily because of the roster. It's just –
Well, I mean, if it was the Chiefs roster past years, they had Tyreek Hill and some other guys, then you could say the roster easily.
Right. This year, the roster's not, at least the Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, those guys names, aren't there. Yeah. I think the Eagles have the better roster.
OG Wade checks in. It's Tom from Abington has made an appearance here. I agree. OG Wade, how are you, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
He's live and cracked.
Actually made an appearance here. Yep. I thought you meant he was on the line holding. Yeah, I turned around. I'm like, he's actually here.
Oh, the bobblehead up in there?
Yeah, he's right. I was waiting to introduce him for you, Wade.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was actually here.
Listen, do me a favor. Buy him some flowers and hold him right there. I'm on my way. I can't wait to get that joker. Yeah. Listen, man. I'm a little disturbed, and I didn't think I was going to have to be this disturbed, you know. But let me explain something to people. And I heard the poll and everything, all this 80% the team. If the reality was 80% the team, why couldn't we beat 2 teams without Jalen? All we needed was 1 gate to clinch everything without Jalen, because you had the roster, right?
Yeah.
But we couldn't win 1 game without Jalen. Not 1.
Yeah. It's true.
So my point to that is this here is, and I'm going to say this slow so everybody can hear me. You understand? When you're looking at a quarterback or at any player, let's take the names off the back of the damn jersey. If it makes you feel better, you want to go to which one of them guys, that quarterback, does more for his team, not the team down the street, in the same, no, for that team, which one of these guys do more for that team? That's how you know who's the better player. See, we can do all this count up because Jalen ain't been in the league 5 or 6 years. He ain't been to 3 Super Bowls and conference champ. He ain't had them opportunities. Right. So you want to go to which one of these guys today, right today, 2:46, does more for their team. That's it. And when you come out with that application, that determines –
That's who's a better
Let me ask you this. Because I see we're not going to get away from this conversation. You all, we can't advance a conversation without talking about Jalen Hurts compared to Patrick Mahomes. Who do you think did more in the postseason for their teams to win their playoff games?
Jalen Hurts.
Huh?
Jalen Hurts. I know what you're fishing for, but let me give you what you're fishing
for. I'm not fishing for anything.
I know.
Just
okay.
ask a simple question.
Let me give you an answer to your question, because I didn't answer it. But let me tell you why.
Okay.
How many turnovers did Jalen Hurts got in the playoffs?
None.
Right. How many turnovers did Patrick Mahomes got? You could say at least two.
I know at least one. I saw the fumble last week. I can't even remember the other game.
Yeah, he dropped with no – yeah, so you see what I'm saying, though? So, I would love to have either one of them.
Yeah.
But as I know it, and as I know life, when there's something that you can have more than just one, because Patrick only got Jalen in one situation, if y'all want to agree, because I don't agree with that, and that's throwing the ball. But Jalen can beat you in a different facet of ways. Patrick can't do that. I've watched Patrick Mahomes lose games for his team this year.
I understand that. OG, I understand Jalen is a dual-threat quarterback. Mm-hmm. I understand that. He's not the only dual-threat quarterback, so he's not the only quarterback in the league that could beat you in multiple ways. But Patrick Mahomes is the only quarterback that's been to five straight conference championship games and three out of the last five Super Bowls. Like, he's the only one that's done that. So the thousands of ways that you could win and all these other things, all I know is this guy is the consistent. Hold on, OG. He is the consistent in the NFL right now, meaning that you can almost count on it. He's in the AFC championship game every year. He's been there as a full-time starter. As we don't count Jalen's rookie year, we don't count Patrick's rookie year. So the other 5 years that Patrick has been the starter, he's at a minimum been in a conference championship game, and he's gone to three Super Bowls now. And he's probably about to win his second league MVP.
Right.
I don't want to have this conversation because I think it puts people in a position to down Jalen Hurts, which I don't think we should be doing right now. But for some reason, we can't have any other type of conversation around here. So putting a guy up against Patrick Mahomes is unfair, quite frankly.
Right.
It's just unfair to him.
Let me just say this, and we can leave it alone. We can do whatever we want to do with it.
Okay. I'm willing to have the conversation, but I'm just telling you, to Eagles fans, it's not pleasant to their ears to hear that their guy isn't as good. So having this conversation is pointless, in my opinion.
I'll say this here, and y'all can leave it where you want to leave it at.
Okay.
It's not pleasant to people's ears when you're pushing narratives. Okay, Jalen ain't been in the league five damn years to go to five damn conference championships and all that other
exactly, boy. Which is why he can't be better than Pat Mahomes now. Exactly.
I'm saying, I think the original question, and it should be, because if you want to ask the question, then it needs to be on a level playing ground. Who the hell is better right today, right now? How would you determine that
other than when they play on the field Sunday? How else would you determine it?
I said, who does more for their team? Jalen Hurts make his team's running game better. He is the reason why we have a number one offensive line. Because when this same offensive line was blocking for Wicks, we weren't the number one offensive line.
All right.
He makes that better. Your passing game is better.
I'm telling you, I don't want to argue with you over this, man. It's an uphill battle for no reason. We're okay. We love our quarterback. It's okay.
We don't have to make him the best quarterback in the league.
He doesn't have to be the best quarterback in the league for me to like him. I'm sorry. I don't need that. I don't need him to be the best quarterback in the league in order for me to accept him. I'm perfectly fine with him being who he is and what he means to our football team. I'm perfectly fine with that. I have no problem with that. I know it's a ridiculous argument, in my opinion. I'm being upfront and telling you that. It's a ridiculous, unfair argument to Jalen. It just is. Sorry. Sorry. Like, we chasing our tail for what? To try to fight to prove Jalen is better than Patrick Mahomes, only to have most people tell you he's not and make you feel a certain way about our quarterback. Tell me the positive in that.
It's not much, Ike.
Not much. I would say none.
No, I agree.
I would say zero. It's like, you tell me, how many people feel great about it? I feel irritated by it, so I don't feel good by it because my football sense says one guy has accomplished way more than the other guy has. So it's not a realistic conversation to have.
Right. Well, I mean, listen. That's
all I'm telling
you. We have plenty of other stuff to talk about.
I'm just telling you, this is a pointless conversation. Unless you just want us as Eagles fans to say Jalen is better.
That's what they're looking for, a lot of them, yes. Because they're going to the Super Bowl or whatever.
But here's my point, though. Okay, then we can just say it and move on. What's the point of debating it then?
Well, let's do it. 215-592-9494.
There's no reason to debate it then. Let's just say it and move on from it then. Jalen is better. He's the best in the business.
Or just say he's not, and we're not going to argue about it because it's pointless to have the discussion, which is probably what you're really saying, which is like
– I've been saying this, man. Yeah. I said it was – I'm here to bring joy to the listening audience. That's what I'm here to do.
We want to talk
about our birds, man. That's what we want to do. Talk about our beloved Eagles, man. That's what we want to do. You in for that?
We'll do it on the other side with Shil Kapadia.
My God.
He's going to join us. How does he see the game going down? And more. We're live at Kremp, Flores, and Willow Grove.
We don't have to create a civil war in the Eagles fan base before the game starts. I want us all on the same page, green on.
Yeah, everybody's happy to be in the Super Bowl. Like, we don't have to fight.
And we don't sound happy. We sound like we want to argue.
Yeah, I'm
just telling you what the first hour of the show seems like it's already gone to.
We'll come back. We're live at Kremp, Flores. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, guys, it's Valentine's Day. Yep, here's a thing that'll get you in the mood. We're in the flower shop. Yep, that's right. Now, here's something you can do. Get her the next best thing to wear, nothing at all. That's right, soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Now, we're talking sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas to feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. Now, she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. So here's what you need to do. Order today to save 25%. Make sure you use code NUDE. Again, that's 25% savings on a best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Pajamagram will even wrap the whole gift up for free. That's right, 25% off naturally nude pajamas and free gift packaging. Listen, if you missed out on this offer during Christmas, don't make the same mistake twice. Give her naturally nude pajamas. But you need to order today because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Use code NUDE, that's N-U-D-E, and save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas and tell them I sent you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.